ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. قالوا بخير من الله بخير
of Allah, which is the will of Allah, and will be
الله بقوله نزل بذكره أن الرضا يخاف الله ومحكم بقوله. This is a great summary of the meaning of what we intend when we say Iman in the Sabbath, that Sabbath means that a person must have a firm conviction concerning the fact that whatever happens in this world, it is by Allah's decree. It is by Allah's decree. Nothing happens in this world or does not happen, except that Allah has decreed it to happen or decreed that it does not happen. Therefore, that Allah has been told us it must have passed the fact. And whatever has passed the fact is by Allah's decree, it must have been told us. So we believe in the Qadr, the divine decree. The divine decree or by whatever definition that we might use there in English, meaning that has been written to us here by the Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Tayyib, rahimahullah. And what we discussed as we went on concerning the degree, the levels of the belief in Al-Qadr al-Qadr, explains more clearly what is the difference between this Iman, the Iman al-Qadr according to Islam, and what the non-Muslim believe in when they say, fate or destiny for the Qadr. He said, all of this, the good and the evil of it, the free and the good of it, كل ذلك قد قدره الله ربنا. But all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has created. Allah our Lord, He is the one who has created the creation, who has said it to be as it will be. And the Father of the world be with Him. That means the measure of all things that have been said by Allah. All of these things is through the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who has said the things to be according to the measure that He has given to them. And all of those things come forth. The fourth of them includes qadar, I mean the execution of what He is to do. I mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see something to do. He has given that it will be. And thus at the time when He has decreed to be in accordance to happen, to come about, that is the qadar, the execution of what He has decreed. Shaykh Muhammad ابن عبد الرحمن الكريم حفظه الله من الله عز وجل في سائل concerning the first statement of Imam Ibn Zayd and Imam Ibn Qadr. He said that it is one of the fundamentals of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. It is a fundamental matter amongst the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And it is one of the fundamentals of the six fundamentals of faith. It is one of the six fundamentals of faith. And this is proven by so many statements in the Quran, and one of them you mentioned that this is in the summit of the 54th of the Quran, that there is everything that exists and everything that happens, we have created it by Sabbath, and by three decrees, by sending it to a certain person or a certain amount. Most of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes the Quran, chapter 75, verse 2, the خلق كل شيء, the خلق كل شيء, فقدره تقديرا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. He created everything. Then we limited it, or said it, to have a certain measure. That means we fixed a measure for it. If we do a thing that is coming into existence, the lifetime of its existence, and what will happen when we get down in the measure, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has said it. Also, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 28. وكان امر الله قدرا محظورا. That the matter, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is something that He has set, that He has decreed, He has made it as a set decreed matter. And all of these things, or everything that exists in this universe, indeed, barely He said, decrees what Allah has decreed and then put to be executed. And this is what Allah has created, qaddarahu. And after He created, then He qaddarahu, He executed what that decreed, that means happened as He had decreed. He said it, He executed. خيره وشره, حلمه ومره, it's good and it's evil, sweet and it's bitter. And as the things that happen in this world, some of them are things that are pleasing to us, and some of them are things that are not pleasing to us. Some of those things mean love and something we hate. All of this
He
because the fact that something exists, the fact that something existing in and of itself is a proof that Allah has pre-decreed and that He has ordained to come into being. The fact that it exists is a proof that it is from the qadr of Allah and the qada of Allah. But He has created and He has called you to happen. Saying this, we must also mention that of the important aspects of that creation of Allah, the qadr of the qada, is that the scholars of the people of Sunnah have explained. In order to understand what is the dimension of Qadr of Islam according to the people of Sunnah, we should know that there are four important things, four levels or four degrees. And here, the Shaykh says that this creation of Qadr, it has four degrees, or four levels, darajat or maratib. The first of them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah knows everything that happens, and everything that is happening, and everything that will happen. And everything that Allah didn't will to happen, by His will, is still happening. Allah knows everything. His knowledge is all encompassing, the general and the detail. Allah knows everything. And that is the own creator of heavens and the earth. He knows already everything that will happen in the universe until they understand. Even before He created the heavens and the earth, as the Shaykh mentioned, as we go along with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knew He had written everything that will happen 50,000 years before the creation of heavens and the earth. The second point, or the second level of degree of Al-Imam Qadr al-Qadha, is that it is Al-Kitaba, writing. Writing. These two go together, or the Al Kitaba, that Allah knows everything, and that He has everything, He has had everything to be written, that will happen until the end of time. Al-Kitaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written everything that will happen, whether from that which is good or that which is evil. That which is small and insignificant, and that which is great and important. He has written it in Allah and Mahfuz, in the preserved tablet. Allah and Mahfuz. Before He created the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years. And everything has been written. And this has been confirmed in the authentic Hadith, the Hadith, and the Quran, amongst others, in the Sunan of Abu Dawud and the Sunan of Tirmidhi. من حديث قال ابن حديثية أول ما خلق الله القلم قال اكتب حميد ما ليشي من أبو سنفير أكشي من بسنة أبو سعود يشد خطاق صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما أول ما خلق الله القلم فقال له اكتب من ذلك according to the different scholars, this hadith has been wrote in different ways. إن أول ما خلق الله القلم إن أول ما خلق الله القلم يعني بالوالي the first thing that Allah or when Allah first created the sin يعني one of the meanings is that when Allah first created when He gives you life and some of the in a different way, that it really could mean that the first thing that Allah created was the sin. And Allah means this, and perhaps the more correct meaning is that which indicates that when Allah first created the sin, He said to it like. The sin, He said the sin, قال يا رب وماذا أكتب أي ما لوض نفسي عليك قال Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the third level or third degree of the faith of the believer in the القبر يقول علي سيف يعني عند سيف الأخبار يقول الإيمان بالإرادة المقتضية يعني علي سيف من إرادة بولد الله الذات يشف المسكة المنفات هي يجيب لسانس الإرادة الكونية الإرادة القدرية ذات يشف المسكة المنفات Believing that there is an aspect of the will of Allah that when you will something, it has to take place. And whenever Allah will something, then it has to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will for some things to come into existence, so they came into existence just as He will it. And there is no escape for anyone from his irada or his mashiyah, from the will of Allah. There's no escape for anyone from the will of Allah, the irada of Allah or the mashiyah of Allah. Here again referring to al irada al-shara'iyyah. As for irada al-shara'iyyah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wills that the people should believe in Him, but not all of the people believe in Him. He has legislated that the people should pray to Him, but not all of the people believe in Him. He has already shirked and kept and disobedient, but yet the people are waiting. Here we return to that universal world, the world that must be executed. He said, there's no reason we can escape from the world from His world. We read the khayr, the good, to drive the execution of Allah, and the evil is that which is by the qada, or the execution of Allah. It doesn't happen except Allah executes, there is nothing. And nothing, there is nothing that will be accepted by the permission of Allah, except that Allah allows it. Nothing can happen, no one can do anything, unless Allah allows it. If somebody gets evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it. It's our wisdom. Otherwise, if Allah doesn't allow it, it cannot happen. Nobody, no one can do anything in this universe that Allah is in control of against any contradiction to that which He allows, for that which He will in the universe. He says, again we repeat the statement, whatever Allah wills to do and whatever He does not will it will not be. And this is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 253. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَلِي وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. If Allah had willed, if Allah had willed, then they would not have fought. They would not have fought. But Allah, He does whatever He will. But Allah does what He will. Whatever is in His irada, whatever is in His will, He will do. If He has not willed, no one can do anything unless Allah allows it. And it is in His will. Likewise, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 39, من يشاء الله يضلله ومن يشاء يجعله على صراط مستقيم. That whoever Allah wills, He leads them astray. And whoever Allah wills, He causes them to be on the straight path. This means that going astray or being led around, it is by the will of Allah. All this means by Allah's will. Nothing happened in Allah's will. He talks about in the next section in some detail. The ayah concerning this, but the point here is that the hidayah, the guidance is from Allah. And likewise, the dalal is also, and this guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on His wisdom and His justice. And the ayah concerning the matter, meaning, and through the truth in English. The last level, on the level that is level of Allah, the first level, is having faith in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything and brought it into existence in accordance with what He wills and what He wills and what He will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. And He brought it into existence in accordance with what He knew before the creation, and what he had written in the law of Mahfuz, and what he wrote when he created it like that. This is the fourth level of the Rabbah and the Kabbalah Salah. The first of them is the Ilm, the knowledge, the second of them is the Kitabah, the writing, the third of them is the Irada, Allah's divine word, and the fourth of them is the Khalq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed into the existence that which is the creation. So very good takes place when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created it and holding into existence. And it's easy to find when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created it and brought it into existence. It's very costly that that's the one created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that exists in the creation is his son, the Khalik, the one that creates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever growth takes place, Allah has created it. And whatever evil takes place, Allah has created it. For some reason, he is the one who created it and he has brought it into existence. Based on the Hikmah, the Sheikh mentioned that there is something to be different, and any minute from the Spirit, and it refers to attribute the existence of everything that exists, whether good or evil, to Allah at the time. They differ from the people of Sunnah, and that which is confirmed in the Quran, and in the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there were some gifts to be made, and they rejected or denied the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arada al-shar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed evil to be or to exist, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that evil that he willed. They said that the human being is the one who believes that that's evil, and therefore they have made the human being as the creator along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The end of the matter. When they have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one who brings about good, the creator of good, and they have made the human being, the one who brings about evil, the creator of evil. This is similar to some of the previous nations who also believed in the creator of good and the creator of evil. But they were thinking that in Islam we believe that Al-Khalif is one. There is only one creator. And everything that exists, including the actual coming into existence by Allah's permission and by Allah's power. And if any creature in this world does evil, they cannot do it just as they cannot do good unless they have the will. Unless they have a will to do what they do and an ability to execute their will, and both their will and their ability is created by Allah. He said that some people deny this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills or that he brings into existence evil, and they said that if the human being is vengeful, and therefore they have made the human being as the creator along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the four levels of iman in the Qadr, that is the knowledge, the perfect knowledge of everything, the writing of everything, Allah the Mahfuz, that Allah wills whatever happens, he is the one that brings it into existence by creation. Then he said, the other disbelief in one of these, when one of these disbelief is another that is other, whoever disbelief in one of them, he has disbelief in another. And whoever rejects any aspect of the level of the degrees of the name of Allah, whoever rejects one aspect of it, then he has rejected the whole of it. So he rejected the whole of it, he has disbelief in another. And whether this believes in another, by one of the six pillars of faith, then he has disbelief in Allah al-Azim. Believing in another, in the way of the Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah, who said this is from the perfection of good belief, or good faith, or good, the unholy conviction, correct conviction concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing in the Qadr, all this is believed by the Ahlul Sunnah and إرادة الله والمشيئة الله إرادة الحمد بليد رسول الله. There is nothing which is outside of it. Whoever is guided, Allah is the one who is guided him by his purpose, by his mercy, by his grace, by his favor. Allah is the one who guides him. And the other verse is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has led him astray, bi'adrihi, by his efforts. And whoever is guided, it is the fadl of Allah, Allah's favor. And the other verse is saying, it is the justice of Allah. The justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happening according to what Allah wills, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who, according to what he wills and what he decrees. Let me mention on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 23, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهو يسأل. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to be questioned about what he does, what they ask the question. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he does, whether they understand the wisdom of it or not, if Allah allows some evil to exist in the world, whether it is sin or disbelief or shirk or calamity or shaitan, the existence of these things are by the will of Allah. Why they exist to show them by wisdom, by great wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you don't know it, Allah is not to be questioned. He is the one who does whatever he will. But if you believe that we'll be questioned, then the human being who should do only what Allah will. Otherwise, everyone who says that Allah will, Allah will indeed be questioned. Then he said, concerning the knowledge of Allah, after reaching these levels of the power of Allah, عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَبْلَ قَوْلِهِ فَجَرَى عَلَى قَدْرِهِ لا يكون من عباده قول ولا عمل الا لقد قضاه وصدق علمه به. And the name of Allah, Allah يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who knows everything before it existed. Before it existed, Allah is the one who knows it. When everything came to pass, what happened or occurred according to the qadr of Allah, according to what he has seen between. There is nothing from his servant, from any of his creatures, whether speech or action, except that Allah has caused it to come into existence. He has used or only has executed that thing, allowed it to come into existence, and his knowledge of it is finished. And Allah already knew before the human being does anything. Allah already knows what they are going to do. We really need to execute the list, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Does not the one who creates or who creates, does he not know that he is the one who is coming, and he is the one who is coming, and he is all aware. Concerning this thing, the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Amin, rahimahullah, he said, the saying of Al-Imam does not be great, that Allah knows everything, that he knew everything, before its existence, and then everything came to pass, or occurred, according to what he has seen to be. He said, this is just what he has said before. So indeed, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. He knows the things before he created them. And this means in the general as well as in the detail manner. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledge of everything. There is general knowledge of everything as well as the details of the specifics of it. As well as the details, every detail of what will happen and what the future will be and not be. When those things happen, when they occur, in the beginning to existence, and they were in agreement with the knowledge of Allah and the will of Allah and the creation of Allah. So everything is created with a pre-decree. Everything is created with a pre-decree measure. And this is as in the name of Allah that we mentioned in the comments chapter 54 of the 21 and 19 of the Jews and the Quran of the 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the name of everything we have created with
What we do. So I tell the people what is right and what is wrong. and they declared the people to be good by promising them to be good, and to declare them from evil by threatening them with his punishment. And he has said the revelation to the prophets and messengers so that the people will know that which is right and according to wrong, and then they will refuse to act in good with that which is pleasing to Allah and his reward. So, here he said, in this ayat we know that Allah SWT has not pleased with shirk. Allah SWT is not pleased with shirk. Allah is not pleased with disobedience to him. So whatever he has committed, the human being is expected to admit, and whatever he has committed to him is expected to fulfill it. So he says, the evil is repented, which is willed by Allah to happen, praying and ordering. I mean, Allah's will is also good. And that will, that when we will something to happen, it will happen for some reason. The evil when it happens, we pray to the will of Allah according to His universal will. This is that which Allah has seen to be unwielded from the beginning, eternally, I mean, from the beginning, to the will of happen. And we don't say that it is His will, that it should happen in His church, that in His legislation. The meaning of this is that evil is His not will, and it is not desired or requested in the legislation, in the Quran and the Sunnah. That it is will in the universal will of Allah for His great wisdom. Then our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala executed it, the will which happened, and then he said that the ayah that we mentioned in the previous verse and the other, that لا يسألوا عما يسألوا لهم يسألون, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not questioned about what He does, and we know that what He does is based on wisdom. So Allah is not to be questioned. That is the human being who is very aggressive about the moment that we are in question. So everything that exists or that comes into existence is from the commandment of God. Everything from that which He has executed, He has brought into being. And this is from the name of Allah, Qulun min indillah, saying, all of it, all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and certain in Allah has fulfilled the subject. Then he said, concerning those people who do the same thing in Islam, who run away from the correct opinion, the correct position of the belief and the power of Allah, concerning those who deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the name, the name is Latin, they deviate in two ways, two extremes. Those who claim that the human being has absolute free will, that his will is independent of Allah's will, that he does whatever he wills and Allah has no control over him. And some of them even went so far as to say that Allah doesn't even know before human being acts that he's willing to do. Those who claim that the human being has absolute free will, independent of Allah's will, that is the Qadariyya. Those who went to the opposite extreme of Jawahiyya, those who said the human being has no will at all. That he has no will, that he is only doing whatever has been agreed to do. He has no choice, and he has no will, and he has no responsibility in the matter. And both of these are extreme. Both of these mean that the human being is absolutely free will, and in fact, they are wrong, because the will of the human being is limited to, and it is subjected to, the greater will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, those who said the human being is wrong, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the human being has been willed, then he will not fear the human being and prohibit him, and then call him to account for that which he has no control over in his actions. So those who deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed the coming about of evil, that he wills it to convince them, those who have denied it, they will lose their feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't will, he didn't will this evil to happen. And that the human being, he is the one who has brought into existence by his own will. And that the will of the human being has overcome the will of the creator. And Allah didn't will that evil to happen, but the human being will, and the will of the human being overcame the will of Allah. That is what ultimately we are doing. And we should have been Allah from the person who is left in this condition and who has been abandoned from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we are very concerned when he denies the knowledge, when that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has previous knowledge of the actions that he will do for the kingdom. They have denied from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one of the characteristics of perfection. They deny that Allah has knowledge before he will do that. They deny that, they have denied one of the characteristics of perfection. And they have accused Allah of the opposite. The opposite of perfection, imperfection, or defect, he will keep working between Allah and such. Then we should be able to do the law. ألا يعلم من الخلق وهو الرئيس الكبير وذنك هو الظلم الكبير من الله وهو المطاعم من أول أيها يريد الله من الظلم من الخلق وأن يتسمعني من الخلق that it is a literature which has faith in the Qadr, the divine decree, in all of its levels that it means, and that it is one of the six pillars of Iman. And that everything that happens in this universe, everything that comes into existence of the creatures, it is created, and it is existed by the permission of Allah, and by the execution of that thing coming into existence from Allah and by the will of Allah. That means the will of Allah and the universe will be from the Mashiach and the Holy of the Lord of the Holy. The next paragraph that you can hear in this paragraph is the says, yani concerning the guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving guidance to whomever He wills and leading astray whomever He wills, and that whoever He guides it is by His favor, and whoever He leads astray it is justly, and that nothing happens in the universe except that Allah wills it or allows it. He says concerning this, مُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray whomever He wills. فَيَخْذُلُهُ بِعَدْلِهِ, يعني Allah leads astray whomever He wills, and He abandons him by His justice. He abandons him meaning that He doesn't give that person the success in following the guidance. He leaves the one who turns away from the truth, He leaves him in that which he wants to go to. And He makes the way easy for him to do that which he wants to do. So He leaves him. The one who turns away from the guidance of Allah, then Allah makes it easy for them to turn away. And He abandons them and leaves them in misguidance. وَيَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ فَيُوَفَّقُهُ بِفَضْلِهِ, and He guides whomever He wills, and therefore He gives him the success, the tawfiq, the success in following the guidance and following the right way. And this is due to His fadl, due to the favor or the grace or the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever He leads astray, it is due to His justice. Yani due to the fact that that person deserves to be led astray because he turned away from Allah. So Allah turns him away. And whoever Allah guides, it is His favor and His bounty that He gives to whomever He wills. It is a favor from Allah because Allah is the one who made the way for that person to be guided by sending the prophets and the messengers and the revelations and by opening that person's heart to the truth when they saw it. He says, فَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ بِتَيْسِيرِهِ, so everyone is made easy, everyone is facilitated, and it is made easy for him by the facility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ بِتَيْسِيرِهِ إِلَى مَا سَبَقَ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ وَقَدْرِهِ مِنْ شَقِيٍّ أَوْ سَعِيدٍ, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated or made easy by His facility for every person to fulfill that which has preceded in His knowledge and His divine pre-decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates it for whomever He wills. That is, that they be of those who are shaqiyun, wretched, meaning the people of hellfire, the people
who will lose out, or they will be from the sa'id, those who are fortunate, the fortunate ones, meaning the people of paradise. Allah makes easy for everyone, whether they will be of those who will lose or those who will be successful. He is the one who makes it easy for them. And His knowledge of such and His divine decree of it precedes it. تعالى الله أن يكون في ملكه ما لا يريد. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high above, exalted and far removed from the possibility of there being in His kingdom that which He does not will, that which He has not willed. أو يكون لأحد عنه غنى, or that anyone, يعني that anyone would be free of need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without need of Allah. Allah is far removed from the possibility of such, that there be anything in His kingdom that He doesn't will, or that يعني His universal and His shari, يعني anything in His universal will. There's nothing in His universal will except, يعني nothing happens except that it is within the bounds of His universal will. And there's no one who is without need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خالقاً لكل شيء ألا هو رب العباد ورب عمالهم والمقدر لحركاتهم وأجالهم. He said that it is also يعني impossible that anyone can be free of need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while He is the creator, while He is the خالق of everything. How can anyone be free of need of Him? How can anyone do that which He doesn't will while He is the creator? Isn't He the Rabb of the Ibad, the Lord of the creatures, of the created beings? And the Rabb, the Lord of their actions. Yani the one who brought them into existence and also the creator of their actions. And He is the Muqaddir, the one who decrees or measures their harakat, yani their movements, and their ajal, yani their lifespans. Here the Shaykh, he says in the explanation of this point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He leads astray whomever He wills. Then He abandons them due to His justice. And He guides whomever He wills. And He gives them the success from His favor or His bounty. Whoever Allah wants to abandon and to lead him astray, He prohibits him from the hidayah, the guidance. Whoever Allah wills that He abandon him and that He lead him astray and that He prohibit him from the guidance, the hidayah, then Allah does so. He does whatever He wills. And that is justice from Him. And it is putting the dalala, astrayness, in the place that is appropriate for it. Yani when Allah leads someone astray, it means that misguidance, He has placed it in the place that is appropriate. He has misguided the one who deserves to be misguided. He has misguided the one who turns away from the guidance. Then He makes it easy for him to go astray. He said, because justice, al-adl, it is putting a thing in its place. It is putting a thing in its place. So putting misguidance in its place, where it belongs for the one who deserves it, that is Allah's justice. It is not injustice from Allah. He said, when we see what has preceded in the knowledge of Allah and His pre-decree, and whoever has chosen misguidance, whoever has chosen misguidance, and if they have rejected the truth and they have turned away from the guidance, when we see this, when that happens, that a person chooses misguidance, then Allah increases them, yani in their misguidance. And He gives them the ability or the success to take the measures that assure their misguidance and increase in misguidance. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it easy for them to take the measures so that they would continue in their misguidance and be increased in it. And this is pure justice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's pure justice, because when somebody turns away, then Allah allows them to turn away and facilitates for them that it is in accordance with their will that they refuse to accept the right way. So whoever Allah wills, guidance for him. And He gives him the success or the ability to follow the guidance and to take the necessary measures to be guided aright. Then this is also justice It is also justice because it is putting the guidance in the place that is suitable, appropriate for it. For the one who is seeking guidance and turns towards the truth, and Allah gives them, He gives them the success in following that guidance, this is also justice in that Allah has put the guidance in the place that is suitable for it. However, it is also His bounty. It is also the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if He had left that person without a messenger and without the legislation, the guidance that He has sent, then indeed that person would have fallen into clear misguidance. And that person would not have known how to worship his Lord. And he would not have known how to search for and to seek out his pleasure. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not granted the guidance, sent the prophets and messengers and the revelation, then that person would have gone astray for sure, and they would not have known how to worship Allah and to seek His pleasure. Therefore it is Allah's bounty, it is His fadl, it is His favor and His grace when somebody is guided. Both guidance and misguidance, al-hidayah wa al-dalal, both of them are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is mentioned in innumerable verses in the Qur'an. Some amongst them the Shaykh mentions that which is in Surah Al-An'am, verse 125, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ. Whoever Allah wills in His irada, whoever Allah wills to guide, then He guides them. Whoever Allah wills to guide, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Then He opens His heart, opens His chest towards Islam, that he is receptive to the Islam. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّكًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّهُ يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلْ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. يعني whoever Allah wills that he lead him astray, then he makes his heart or his chest tight, يعني restricted, as though he is ascending up into the heavens. And in this way, Allah, He causes the bridge, yani the uncleanliness, to be upon those who do not believe. So here in this ayat it is clear that whoever Allah wills to guide, He opens their heart towards the Islam, and whoever Allah wills to lead astray, then He restricts their chest, so that they don't يعني come to the truth. And likewise the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nahl chapter 16 verse 93, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But if Allah had willed, if it was the mashia of Allah, يعني His universal will, He would have made all of you one ummah, one nation, all following one way. But Allah leads astray whomever He wills, and He guides whomever He wills. Allah leads astray whomever He wills, justly, those who deserve it. And He guides whomever He wills, and those who deserve it, who turn towards it or open their heart, then Allah facilitates for them the way to find the guidance. Then the saying of Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd, فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ بِتَيْسِيرِهِ إِلَى مَا سَبَقَ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ وَقَدْرِهِ مِنْ شَقِيٍّ أَوْ سَعِيدٍ. Then everyone is facilitated by the facility of Allah. Everyone, it is made easy for them by Allah's facility to move towards or to execute that which has preceded in His knowledge, in His divine decree, whether that person would be of the wretched, yani those who would be in the hellfire, or those who are fortunate, those who would be in the paradise. And this is, as it has been mentioned in a number of hadith, and here the Shaykh has mentioned one of them, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, اِعْمَلُوا فَقُلٌ مُيَسَّرْ لِمَا قُلِقَ لَهُ. He said that act, yani do the good deeds, do whatever you intend to do. For everyone, it will be made easy for him to go towards and to reach that which he has been created for. Whoever has been created to be in the hellfire, it will be made easy, it will be facilitated for them to do that. And whoever has been created for the paradise, it will be made easy for them. Allah will facilitate for them to do the deeds of the people of paradise. The Prophet ﷺ, he told them, don't rely on the decree, the pre-decree, but act because everyone will have it made easy for him to do that which he has been created for. Inshallah, we'll stop for the adhan for a moment and complete. I need quickly that which is remaining due in Allah.
Allah.
What remains in the next few moments, inshallah, here the Shaykh has mentioned some points concerning this previous statement that everyone will be facilitated to do that which has been pre-decreed for them and to reach that position which they have been created for, whether paradise or hellfire. He said that every person will do the deeds in accordance with what has preceded in the knowledge of Allah and the pre-decree of Allah, and no one will go outside of what Allah has pre-decreed. And it has been narrated in the hadith, and in authentic hadith, where the angel has been ordered to write for the human being while they are in the womb of their mother. He has been ordered to write by the command of Allah four things. Here the Shaykh mentions the meaning of the hadith and the shahid, or the point of reference for this subject. He said that from amongst those things that would be written would be whether he would be of the wretched, the people of hellfire, or of the fortunate, the people of the paradise. Yani that it would be written while the person is in the womb of their mother. He said, therefore, it is not possible that any human being will go outside of what Allah has pre-decreed. Yani concerning as-sa'ada, those who will be fortunate, or shaqawa, those who will be unfortunate. Indeed, every human being will act and work towards and labor towards, in accordance with what has been pre-decreed for him. And nothing will go outside of the will of Allah. And this is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Taqwiyah, chapter 81, verse 29, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ, that you will not will anything, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, except that Allah wills it, the Lord of the world. Yani that the human being's will is subject to the greater will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will go outside of the will of Allah. And then he said the last couple of points, that Allah is far removed from the possibility of there being anything in his creation that he does not will. It is indeed falsehood to ascribe to Allah that something will happen in his sovereignty, in his kingdom, in spite of his will, contrary or in contradiction to his will. This is something unimaginable. Rather, whatever Allah, when Allah wills a matter, it is. And whenever he doesn't will, it will not be. As for his saying, أَوَنْ يَكُونَ لِأَحَدٍ عَنْهُ غِنَى, or that there should be for anyone, and that anyone in the creature, of the creatures, would be free of need of Allah, he said, the proof against this is the saying of Allah, in Surah Al-Zumr, verse 39, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ, that you are the ones who are in need of Allah, while Allah is the one who is free of need, the praiseworthy. Therefore no one is free of need. No one will be free of need of Allah even for the blinking of an eye. Indeed, every human being is in need of Allah in terms of his creation, that Allah created him and brought him into existence, and the controlling of his affairs. Allah is the one who controls the affairs of the universe, as well as his guidance, yani Allah guiding him to that which is for his benefit in this world and in the next life. Every human being is in need of Allah. Khaliqun li kulli shay'in, and Allah is the creator of everything. This is like the saying of Allah, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in. Allah is the creator of everything. This ayat, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in, this is in Surah Az-Zumar, and the previous ayat is Surah Al-Fatir, chapter 35, verse 15. This is the ayat in Surah Az-Zumar, said that Allah is the creator of everything. So there is nothing in the heavens and the earth except that Allah has created it. And he says, yani the argument that he makes for this is a rational argument, that anything, it will either be anything, yani thing that exists, it is either the creator or it is the creation. And when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the creator, and there is no creator other than him, then this necessitates us to admit that there is nothing besides him except that it is creation. And it is in need of a Rabb, yani to care for it and to sustain it and to guide it and to direct it. And this is what Imam Ibn Abi Zayd intended when he said, Allah huwa Rabbul Ibad wa Rabbu A'malihim, that indeed Allah, isn't he the one who is the Lord of his creatures, his servants, and the Lord of their actions, and the one who brings them into existence and then sustains and provides for them, and he is the one also who is the creator of their actions. And this is similar to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Saffat, chapter 37, verse 96, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in reference to the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam when they used to make idols. He said, Allah revealed this ayat, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is the one who created you and that which you do. Yani the statues or the idols that you make, Allah is the creator of you and that what you do. And this is the proof that Allah is not only the creator of the creatures, but He is also the creator of the actions of the creatures. So that the actions of the servants are also created by Allah. Allah has pre-decreed it and He has written it and He willed it and then He brought it into existence by His ability or His power and His knowledge and in accordance with His wisdom. Allah is the one who controls the movements, and He is the one who sets the movement of the human beings, and He is the one who has set the lifespans or their time or their existence in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who decreed the movement as well as stillness. And everything, He is the one who created it. And He is the one who set the lifespan for the servants. He has written the lifespan of every created being before He created the heavens and the earth. And this is, here He closes with the ayah from Surah Al-A'raf, verse 34. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخُرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. That when their term, the term of their existence, when it comes, the end of their term comes, then there is no delaying it, not even for an hour, nor advancing it. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the time for the creatures in this world. No one will live in this world, or nothing will exist in this world. Yani beyond that which He has said, yani they will not go out of existence before its time or after it. And then He says the summary of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomever He wills by His favor or His bounty, and He leads astray whomever He wills by His justice. And everyone, every human being, it will be made easy for them to reach that which they have been created for, yani to do the deeds that will facilitate them reaching that which they have been created for. And nothing exists in this universe except that it is the qadr of Allah or the qada of Allah, that He executes it, and no one is without need of Allah, and that Allah is the creator of the people as well as their actions, and the one who has yani control over and sets the measure of the movements as well as the absence of movement. This is the end of yani what we can cover for today, what we had intended to reach for today. The questions, if we can just look at them briefly, yani, maybe there's 10 minutes remaining before the Iqamah. We'll take 5 minutes, bi-idhnillah, and try to answer the questions quickly. As for the detailed answers of those questions, and we can refer back to any notes that we have. Explain what is meant by al-Iman and al-Qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi. And in brief, what is meant by al-Iman and Qadr, it means to believe that everything that exists, it is by the will of Allah, that nothing happens in this world except that Allah has pre-decreed it. And that whatever happens to us, it could not have passed us by, and whatever passed us by, it would not have befallen us. Discuss the difference between al-Qadr and al-Qadr. The difference, some of the scholars, many of the scholars of the past and contemporary scholars from the people of Sunnah have said that these words are often used interchangeably to have the same meaning. However, if they are used, that is if they are used separately. However, if they are used together, then the meaning of al-Qadr, it means that which Allah has pre-decreed, He has pre-measured. And al-Qadr, it means the execution of what He has pre-decreed. Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen has mentioned this in a number of places. Perhaps some of them is in his explanation of Lumat al-Itiqad, or it is in al-Aqib al-Wasatiyah. Number three, define and discuss the difference between al-irada al-qawniyya, the universal will, and al-irada al-shar'iyya, the legal, legislative will of Allah, the Most High. The difference is that al-irada al-qawniyya, it is that thing which when Allah wills it, it must happen. Whereas al-irada al-shar'iyya, it may or may not happen. And the second difference is al-irada al-qawniyya, it is of those things which Allah loves and that which He does not love. Whereas al-irada al-shar'iyya is only that which Allah loves and is pleased with. Mention and explain the four levels or degrees of al-iman, the qadr, faith and divine decree. They are ilm, knowledge, and al-kitaba, the writing of everything that would happen, al-irada, that nothing happens except by the will of Allah, and al-khalq, that Allah is the only creator, the creator of everything, the creatures and the actions. Number five, what is the hukm shari, legal ruling concerning one who denies only one of the levels of al-iman al-qadr? Yani the legal ruling concerning the one who denies even one of the aspects of al-qadr is that that person has, if they deny one of those degrees or one of those aspects, they deny the qadr. And whoever denies al-qadr, they have disbelieved. Because al-qadr is one of the fundamental or the basic pillars of faith. Mention the two deviations or deviant groups related to the Imam al-Qadr. The two deviations are those who said that the human being has absolute free will and his will is not subject to the will of Allah, that is the Qadariyah, and the other is the opposite extreme, those who said the human being has no will, that he is only doing what has been pre-decreed for him without having any ability or any control over what he does. And that is the Jabariyah. Number seven, how can we explain the statement, He Allah will lead astray whoever He wills and abandons him, bi adlihi, due to His justice? The explanation of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray whomever He wills. By justice, it means that He leads astray those who deserve to be astray. That is, those who themselves turn away. Then Allah facilitates for them to turn away, to take the means and the measures for their continued misguidance. That is His justice. If everyone is facilitated by Allah to fulfill what He has pre-decreed as to whether he will be shaqi or sa'id, why should anyone strive in doing good deeds? It is because nobody knows what has been pre-decreed for them. If they are the people of paradise or the hellfire, therefore everyone must strive. And if they are the people of the paradise, Allah will make easy for them to do the deeds of paradise. Allah will facilitate them. And if they are the people of hellfire, and they turn away from the guidance, Allah will facilitate for them that which Allah has pre-decreed for them. The Prophet ﷺ ordered the people, اعملوا, يعني ordered them, work, strive to do good deeds. فَقُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا قُلِقَ لَهُ. For everyone, it will make easy for them to reach that which he has been created for. Does anything happen in this world contrary to Allah's will, His irada or mashiyah? Explain. We can say that the explanation of this is, if you mean al-irada al-qawniyya, nothing happens contrary to the will of Allah. Al-irada al-qawniyya is universal will. However, if you mean al-irada al-shar'iyya, then the people might act contrary to Allah's will, His legal will, legislated will. That is, they might do that which Allah has prohibited, or they might fail to perform that which Allah has commanded. Explain the statement, Allah is the creator of the creatures and whatever they do, their actions. This is from the saying of Allah that He is the creator of everything, and the saying of Allah in the ayat related to Ibrahim that Allah is the creator And he created you, and that what you do, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created their ability to act, and he created their will to choose, and therefore he is the ultimate one who brings into existence the creature as well as that which he does. Allahu alam, subhanak allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there are any questions after salat, anybody who can return may return. And maybe there's just 2 or 3 minutes before the iqamah. If there's any questions, something left unclear, or any correction, especially if there's a correction, one of the brothers corrected something last week, but he corrected us outside, so nobody got the benefit of it. So if there's any correction, please bring it to the attention of us, yani while we are in the dars, so that anybody who's here, they will also get the benefit of that correction, inshallah.